Hello and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I am Mr. Brown.
And this is Mark. Hi.
Hey Mark, it's football season, right?
Yeah, the premiership is on.
Yeah, our Singapore politics, I think, like a bit like soccer.
Wow, really? How?
Like, you know, you got just the ruling party in the Premier League.
Oh, win all their games.
Playing by themselves.
No.
Good evening, sports fans. This is Rich Markman.
And this is David Darrell.
Welcome to another exciting evening of live soccer.
Yes, indeedy. The fans have been anxiously waiting for the start of the Singapore Parliamentary Cup. And tonight we are in for a treat.
Absolutely. The reigning champions, White Lightnings, faces off against the Hau Kong Hammers in our brand new stadium, which certainly took a long time to be built, but is certainly ready now, and will certainly have a ball of a time.
Local soccer has never been the same ever since we left the Malaysia Cup. But with the dominance of the White Lightning simply dominating the local soccer scene dominantly, I mean, Rich, some of their matches in previous tournaments saw them win without facing any opposition at all. Opposing teams could not even make up the required numbers to compete, and, you know, that speaks a lot for the current state of the game, don't you think?
But a win is a win, David. If the opposing teams give the White Lightnings walkover wins, it's still a win. Well, as I always like to say, the ball is round.
Well, the teams are streaming onto the field now, and the White Lightnings look their best in their all-white home jerseys, looking ready to kick some balls.
If you're not good enough, life will kick you in the balls, David. This is one of the elite teams, and they always seem to get the best players because they have the best pay structure and the best track record. This will be a hard team to beat. But as I always like to say, the ball is round.
And the crowd rises to applaud the Hau Kong Hammers, certainly the underdog in this match. They're the most promising opposing team in this league so far, managing to get some new players in the team, and even coming close to winning a major match in the last major tournament in Aljunied Stadium, despite one of their players forgetting to submit the correct team lineup.
We'll see, Rich, we'll see. The White Lightnings have been busy as well. They've begun to recruit younger players from a local hip-hop club, the P65s. These players can dance and blog, and they will be a physical and intellectual force to be reckoned with.
I remember one of the opposing teams had a few promising young players too. You know, like the young fella, Stevie C. But in the end, he was in a scandal where he photographed himself streaking across a field butt naked, and the other players got confused. They see so many balls in the field.
Well, as I always like to say, the ball is round.
Yes, it is, Rich. Whatever that means. Well, the opposing teams seem to be trading players too, like that warhorse chum who used to lead SDP United.
I believe he was ousted, but he seems to be doing okay now with the Potong Pasir Panthers.
Yes, yes. And it looks like the teams are warming up for the match now. Hang on. Something's happening. Go Man Sense, the Hau Kong Hammer striker. Oh, he's stolen a ball from his teammates.
No.
He's dribbling past him now. It's a beautiful mazy run. His teammates are standing by in shock. He looks up. The defense is at sixes and sevens. Go unleashes a low riding shot. It's an own goal!
And midfielder Charlie Kick is following suit. He's running towards his goal as well. The defenders are bamboozled. He rounds the keeper and scores. It's a great idea, but what on earth are the Hammers doing? The match hasn't even begun.
And the pre-match score stands at White Lightning 0, Hau Kong Hammers -2. And the two Hau Kong players have gone up to the referee. They've taken... Oh, they've shown themselves a red card. They've sent themselves off.
This is an upset indeed. Two men down and two own goals even before the match begins. All the goodwill generated by their underdog status has been squandered. It's no wonder, David, with opposing teams like this, why matches are always so one-sided. Well, as I always like to say, the ball is round.
And the referee has a whistle in his mouth. He's blown it to end the game. It's a walk-over win for the White Lightnings. What a disappointment for the Hau Kong fans. Now they have to wait another 4 years before their team gets another shot at the title.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of themrbrownshow.com. As I always like to say, the ball is round.